Blackstone Audio presents Disney Pixar Inside Out, adapted by Suzanne Francis. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller.
Chapter 1. On the day Riley was born, Joy found herself inside a strange and beautiful place. Riley's mind. Joy, a glowing collection of yellow energy particles, was one of the new baby's emotions. From inside headquarters, the control center of Riley's mind world, she saw everything through Riley's eyes. Joy stepped up to the console, a device the emotions used to control Riley's reactions, and watched in awe as Riley's parents looked down at their beautiful daughter for the first time.
"Hello, Riley," said Mom, beaming.
"Oh, look at you," said Dad in amazement. "Aren't you a little bundle of joy?"
Suddenly, a golden sphere rolled down a track to the right of the console in headquarters, lighting up the room with its soft glow. Joy picked up the strange globe and held it carefully in her hands. She could see an image of Riley's parents, smiling inside the sphere.
"Aren't you a little bundle of joy?" said Dad.
It was the memory of what Joy had just witnessed. She placed the memory sphere back and watched as it continued rolling down the track to the memory shelves in the back of headquarters. Joy instantly fell in love with Riley and devoted herself completely to doing everything she could to help Riley live a happy life. She thought it would be just her and Riley forever. But 33 seconds after Riley was born, someone else materialized at the console and started working the controls. Riley began to cry.
"I'm Sadness,"
the blue newcomer said to Joy, introducing herself somberly. "I just want to fix that," Joy said, gently pushing Sadness off the controls. She pressed a few buttons and Riley stopped crying. As time went on, more emotions showed up inside headquarters, taking control whenever Riley needed them. And with each new emotion, memory started rolling through in different colors, matching the emotion that Riley felt about the memory. Fear's job was to keep Riley safe. He guided her whenever she encountered something he thought was dangerous, like power cords, roller skates, and dogs.
"Look out!"
was one of his favorite phrases. All of Riley's memories associated with fear were stored in purple spheres, the same color as fear himself. Disgust was green. She kept her sharp eye out for anything that looked worthy of an ew. She took control whenever something gross came up, like broccoli, bad art, or nasty people. Basically, disgust kept Riley from being physically or socially poisoned. Riley's disgusted memories were saved inside green spheres. When the emotions saw unfair things happening to Riley as they watched out the view screen in headquarters, anger, who was short, red, and angry, took the reins. Life's injustices really heated him up. Anger worked hard to even the score, so he was always ready to release a scowl, scream, or growl at any unfair situation. When he got really mad, he would get so hot that his head would light on fire. Riley's angry memories were saved inside Red's fears. Each emotion had its own job, but most of the time they were content to let Joy run the console. And Joy could see why all of them were important. Except for Sadness. Joy didn't want Riley to ever feel sad. She wanted Riley to be as happy as she could be, so she tried her best to keep Sadness as far from the controls as possible. As Riley's lead emotion, Joy did an excellent job, and most of Riley's memories were golden, just like Joy. The most important ones were core memories. These glowed brighter than Riley's normal memories. They were formed when Riley had big life moments, like when she was 2.5 and scored her first hockey goal in a game with her parents. The core memories powered the islands of personality with light lines, which were like electrical cords that stretched over a deep ravine from headquarters to the actual islands. The islands made Riley who she was, and they each said something different about her. For example, the core memory of Riley's first goal powered Hockey Island. There were also Goofball, Family, Honesty, and Friendship Island.